listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Calls for information on a Geraldton theft earlier this month. Police say a Mikasa plate compactor was taken from a roadworks site in Greenough between March 4 and 5. Anyone with details should contact police. Kiralee Waugh has been selected as the Nationals candidate for the seat of Geraldton in next year's state elections. The Shire of Chapman Valley president chosen from a tough pool, beating out both Rob Horseman and Shane Van Steyn. Nationals state president Julie Freeman says she'll be a strong voice for the region. Skin cancer claims the lives of nearly 200 West Aussies every year. The Cancer Council have launched their latest campaign, Two Sides of the Sun, in an effort to bring numbers down. SunSmart manager Sally Blaine says it's all about an important message.
It's UV, not temperature, that you need to be aware of in order to protect your skin. So it's about checking the UV index. Whenever the UV index is 3 or above, then use sun protection.
An Australian singer-songwriter is set to host an upcoming Midwest event. Misha, to front the City of Greater Geraldton's Awara Walunga event in 2 weeks' time, celebrating Aboriginal art and culture. The free community event takes over the Queen's Park Theatre Saturday, April 6. And road resurfacing works will kick off in Spalding today. 16 Ks will be resealed or resurfaced between Green Street and Broome Street. It's expected to take 4 days to complete. In sport, big moves for a Geraldton basketball star. Alex Dukas has been named to the WCC All-Conference second team in his final year of college basketball. It's the 23-year-old's second time being selected for an All-Conference side, recognising his exceptional play throughout the year. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.